We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. We've got a few minutes here, and I'll let you kind of go where you wanted to go to next year, Robin.
Sure. You know, one of the very exciting things that we announced at the ribbon cutting on Friday was that the Goldstein Foundation, and this goes back to last spring, awarded us a $200,000 matching grant. And so the way that that works is that the Goldstein Foundation will match dollar for dollar all contributions to the Crisis Stabilization Center up to $200,000. So it's an opportunity for us to raise $400,000, which happens to be the amount of money that we need to finish off costs that were related to the startup of the Crisis Stabilization Center. And so that dollar for dollar match from the Goldstein Foundation will be awarded in $25,000 increments. And I was so thrilled to be able to announce at the ribbon cutting that Wayne and Cindy Sloan pledged the first $25,000 to that $200,000 matching grant. And so that was exciting for us. And then we have received almost $21,000 towards the second $25,000. Did I say 2,100?
You said 21,000.
Yeah. Okay, good. I said it right. So, yes, we've received almost $21,000 towards the second $25,000.
Well, that's good.
So we're actively engaged in talking with people about opportunities to help support the Crisis Stabilization Center through charitable giving, and certainly would encourage anyone who's interested in helping be a part of bringing this Crisis Stabilization Center to Manhattan and Riley County to please contact us about that. We also last week received a third $25,000 award from the Kansas Health Foundation for case management services at the Crisis Stabilization Center. Unfortunately, because that $25,000 is for staff costs, it's not matchable under the Goldstein Foundation matching grant. But we're still really delighted that the Kansas Health Foundation made that award of $25,000 to help us as we're delivering services at the Crisis Stabilization Center.
Gosh, that's such good news.
It really is excellent news. It, you know, providing this level of care does have a cost that's associated with it. But the investment saves money in the community. It's estimated that for every $1 that is spent in crisis stabilization services, $2 is saved in terms of the cost to other systems within a community. So it's definitely money well invested.
All right. Well, coming up here in November, there's a date to know about for suicide prevention.
That's right. It's Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. You know, we recognized National Depression Screening Day on October 10th, and did that by offering free depression screens in our Manhattan, Junction City, and Concordia offices. And part of why we think that that is such an important part of suicide prevention is that research has found that 46% of people who die by suicide had a known mental health condition, and there were probably there are probably other individuals who die by suicide who have mental health conditions, maybe that are unknown or that are untreated. But and there are a number of factors that can put a person at risk of suicide, but untreated mental illness shouldn't be one of those. We ought to be able to reach out and deliver an effective and meaningful service to individuals who are dealing with a known mental health condition. But so Suicide Loss Day, and it's Survivor of Suicide Loss Day, is Saturday, November 23rd. It's a nationally recognized day that always falls on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And part of the reason it's on the Saturday before Thanksgiving is out of recognition of the fact that individuals and families who've lost someone to suicide tend to really get hit hard with their own grief and loss issues around the holidays. So we will be encouraging people to mark their calendars for that. We'll be offering an event on that Saturday, November 23rd, in Manhattan, Junction City, and Concordia. So mark your calendars. There'll be more information to come.
All right. And we typically speak with you on the fourth Thursday in November. That's Thanksgiving. So you'll next be on the program on November 25th. So
yes, fourth Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds good.
Okay, well, Robin, appreciate you being on as always, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that'll do it here for In Focus today. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll be talking with RCPD Captain Tim Hegarty for the full hour as Riley County Police Department is featured on In Focus.